Balsa Torah, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu sent Nari B'nai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yishach has Nari B'nai Yisrael, Pirush Rashi Abchoiris. So, Fractus, Vasemesh, Yeshlohovin, Memhe, Yeshlohovin, Lama Nikro Nari. Why they called the Nari? Nari means youth, youngsters. Allah Opi Roy, Bchoiris, Hemaskein, Yasim. Usually the Bchor is the older one from the family. Yasim. Machem Shinolda Akach, older than their brothers that were born first. Ach Indian Huki Pheris Yeshbahem Pheris always mean the Bikur, Yeshbem Khorchis Khatchis, the Khorchim Khadish stuff. That's why it's called Nar. In Radak it says the word Nar, it comes to be Menaher Pishon. Like when you go ahead and you have to clean out the Pishon, it's called to be Menar, to shake it out. That's what's called Nar, that they're able to shake off certain things that make a person to have tendency to become lazy, not to be involved. That's why it's called naris, that they remove that. Lachain, that's why they're miyuchet lavoidas Hashem Yisbach, because they always have that koyach. Lachain b'nei Yisrael, nema na Yisrael, the ksiv b'ni b'chayri, they're called b'ni b'chayri, right? It says that the Bnei Yisrael was maskim on the star of Klal Yisrael, that they're called b'chayri. B'chara, so that, like the morale explains, is beiz chof reish, 200, to show that he's the one who makes the father into the father, the al-av, the parent becomes an av, the aleph becomes a beis through the bechor. He has that koyach that makes the father into, so that we make the Bnei Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha, Shehim Dveikim Tamid, they're always davik in the Bnei Yisrael in the Shoyrish Eschachis. And when a person is, like it says, the Chatzke Rebbe say, Ein Shein Elofanav, means not the Bnei Yisrael sleeps, that's a pushrat, doesn't sleep, but that when you're in front of the Bnei Yisrael, there's not such a thing as sleeping. It's always a koyach of his chachas. Okay, I'm sorry I don't have the sheets today. So we'll do outside. We'll start over here in these psukim, in mishpatim. Okay. The beginning of mishpatim. Maka ish v'meis mois yumos. Right, there's a din. Maka posekut be chof al posekut beis. Maka ish v'meis. Somebody who hits a person, strikes a person, and he dies because, in other words, he murders a person. Mois yumos. He'll be put to death. That's a din. Ritzicha yuchayv misa. Later on, the posuk says mekalel ova v'imoi. Right, mekalel ova v'imoi mois yumos. So there's two Rashis we want to focus on over here. Rashi Maka Ish V'meis Kamak Suvim Nemru B'Parshas Reitzchin. A few psukim that are written by Parshas Reitzchin. U'Masha B'Yodi L'Farsh Lama B'Kol L'Farsh. Why do you need all of them? So I'm going to explain. Rashi goes to a lot of different things about why you need it. We've gotten touched over the years many of them. But over here Rashi says Lama Nema Maka Ish V'meis Lama Nema. Lefisha Nema, because if you look in Vayikra Chavdalit, it says over there, V'ish kiyake kol nefesh adam, right? Mois yumos, right? So over there it says, V'ish kiyake, so Rashi goes through the whole thing, Shemina kabbaloi miso, v'chula v'chula. So Rashi says, V'im neymar make ish, v'loi nema v'ish kiyake. Now as if we would have just said, make ish al posikir in Mishpatim, without the pasuk in Vayikra that says ish ki yakel ahisi ayma ein achav shiake ish hika se ish of zakotin tamad lomi oit ilu nema maki ish, if it just says maki ish shemei ani afilu kotin shehika vaharag yechayev, that even pseparol de kahavamina, that even if a kotin goes ahead and murders, if a kotin's a murderer, he'll be chayev misa. That's why I have a pasuk Vayikra v'ish kiyake v'lo kotten shehike. Kol dekazach. So I have a meaning to think that a kotten who's a retzeyach would get executed, would get killed for what he did. Later on, by mekalel of v'imoy, so in Yud Zayin, Loma Nema, Rashi says, l'fisho ime ish, and also in Vayikra, ish, ashe yikalos aviv, Ainli illa ish shekil ish amenayin chulu, The same thing, ish, even though it means even isha, we know from other pesukim, but to exclude a cotton, you would have thought a cotton that's makala love of ima, so then he's chayav misa. So two havaminas over here that a cotton be chayav misa. So Rishonim are already oimed on this kasha in Moishev Skenim, which is a sefer of Bali Toisvis. The Moishev Skenim, Tema, Heicha Metzina Shuhutzuch Lemiyute Cotton She'ene Bar Oinshin. Yesh Lema, something longer, Bianchel saying, Lefisha Al Yodoi Nigra Machet, Bahoya Asalkadaitach Shianesh, it was a Behavamin that you'd be Ma'anashim, Hutzuch Lemate, Kidarminen Vesabehema Taroigu. So he says that it's Lekach Hutzuch Lemate. Now, since over here, Aveira is done, so an Aveira is done. But over here, it's more the outcome. We're interested in what happened. Like by Raya's, right? You find a din that if a behemah, if a person's boil a behemah, behemah's on the avar, so you kill the behemah, right? Am I adam nerag, behemah lama nerag?
If a person is boil
a behemah. Yeah. So the din is that you kill the behemah. So Gemara says, am I adam nerag, behemah lama nerag? So Gemara is the one side, because tekala ba al yadai. So over here, to call Bal Yada, similar like the Rambam says, why they killed the Bnei's Mayav, that Bnei's Midian, that they went ahead and they brought a Tekala, even though they themselves really were not over in Issa, but they brought about a Tekala, like Behema Nirvas. That's what the so over here, the cotton was the Gurim for this Severi, you would think that he should get killed. That's the Havamina. In Pirish of the Rav, right, there's a Pirish of the Rav on also on Chumash, so he also is Omer on this. Maka Ishu Meis, the Ishki Yake.
Wait, he was a Garif the other. He did the other.
What?
It's not similar. Right. He did the other.
He's yes, that's even worse.
For the other.
That's even worse. Right, that's worse.
So it's right. Exactly the same.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. He's saying Maduch. You see, there's such a concept that because of this, a tekala came al yodoi, so also the tekala that the person went ahead and got killed. In Medrash it says that we don't know what the Eitz Adas is, one Mandama says, because it brought about the Misa of Adam. So it's a tekala. There's still a tekala. The tekala doesn't mean necessarily a Misa. Good, that we should have a right to tzush, though. I mean, it's kolshke. Nira de Bali Yashiv. You see, Stamen Ritzicha, the Torah gave more oinshim, like you find Harig B'Shegig. You don't find usually Harig that you have to do something B'Shegig that you get an oinish for it. Right? Yeah, you find some ones that are Chayv Karas, so you Chayv a carbon, but usually you don't see a special oinish for shaygig and by ritzich you do, masha'en gem sha'averus, sha'en vishkegosan al chatas bovad, av bezeh yisisav yachmir yotay l'chayv. Okay, chayv it's a knap. So I have a mean. So that, by kopam, that's what we showing him, go ahead and say. So, Mr. Mayor, you already hear that, where we want to get to, and we've said over many times the Ursa Meach, and Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, also the sefer called Divrei Chaim, not from the sons of Rav, from the grandfather of the Imre Bina, sefer called Divrei Chaim. So they're both, all three are machaven to the same thing. All three basically say the same thing on Allah and Shulchan Aruch. We've done this quite a few times. In Shulchan Aruch, in Ramah, it says that a cotton, if he does an Aveira, thank you. In Shin Mem Gimel, Rama says, cotton shehika aviv or shah avar shah veris bekatnusa afapi she'ein tzach tshuva k'shehigdil mekomakom toiv lo shikabal atzma eze dover le tshuva ule kapara afapi she'os avar koidim she'nasa ba oinshim. It's based on a truma sedeshin, which is based on agos sashri. The Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Kuf that Rabbi Ashi, when he was young, he burnt someone's shtar, goes through Dinah de Garmi, and he paid for it. Rashi says he was young, It's pashtus because mecht was stam burnt a shtar. He burnt a shtar. He burnt a somebody's IOU note.
Yeah.
So he made the guy lose money. So when he got old, he paid for it. So the Maria Salin learns from the Truma Sedeshin that when you do something as a youngster, you should try to do some kind of kapara when you get older. That's one. The Magen Avraham brings another Rayataka, and that Gemara, Katan Habala Behema, right? The Gemara has a Shaila by Habala Behema. Do you kill the Behema because of Takala? A Takala was done. Or is it because of Kaloin? Because of embarrassment. People point it and say, you know, this is the animal. So now, Kamino Lagabe Akum, above. Right, by them it's not a kolayin, it's not a kolayin to mishpacha, but still a takala. So Gemara says that if a katan's bala behemah is a brisa, if he's over 9 years old, the behemah gets killed. V'hacha the takala leka kolayin hu de'ika. So Gemara says no, takala hu de'ika el rachman chasale. So again, you see, katan's aveira has some kind of shame aveira. That's the Magen Avraham rings. Right? He says a bekitz over here. He says v'hachi aminim b'sanhedrin non hey I'm a base takala ika kolayin leka. All right, the Goyim brings another Gemara, the Gemara with Yashi Amel, Ishiyah Melech, that called that he was very brilliant, and called Din Shayadar from when he was 8 years old to he was 20, so he returned. Shulchan Aruch Taka says you shouldn't be a dayan until a certain age, right? It's not a Dafka Tolim 13, but it says that even but at Dinim that he was dan on from age 8, he returned the money. So those are the three rayas. So on that, these three Gdolim said it's no raya. These, no right to the general din that the Ramaz says that a cotton should do mimchah, because all three are averis that a ben noyach is chayiv in. And kiyadua, the Chassam Sefer, right, there's medayik, the Chassam Sefer is machadish, even though there's a kesem mishnah that's behedja not like the Chassam Sefer, but he says that it says in the Rambam, it says in the Rambam that bnei noyach have no shiurin. That means if a ben noach leads less than a kazayas of evim nachai, basim nachai, he gets killed. Because shiurin lo nitnu lo bnei noach, like the Radva says, because it's alocha mashmi sinai, and alocha mashmi sinai is not given to bnei noach. Alocha mashmi sinai is only
it's
something.
It's cotton also, being the Egypt cotton.
So one second, yeah. So in the mail, there is no din of shiurin by ben noach. Right, that's the din. There's no shiurin. So on that, the Maria Sad asked the Chassam Sefer when he was very young, the Maria Sad, they asked the Chassam Sefer in the tshuva, and one tshuva is a lachal ma'isa about a ma'isa shoya, but he asked the Makasha, the Rambam says that by Ben Noyach, there's a ptur of cherish shaita v'katan. So he asked him, according to the tshuva of Rosh, that says that age of 13 is shiurin, halacha mesina. What do we have 13? We shame have, we know it's Gemara's, I mean, a Mishnayas. Right, a boy 13, a girl 12, or there's a Tana holds vice versa, right? Bini Yaseren Nitnala to Nisha. But a Koponim, where do we get it from? Rishayim say all kinds of Muslim, Amzu Yatzartali, Tilasu Yisaperu, Zu is we can match at 13, there's with the Shimon and Levi, but that doesn't seem to be that's really to say that's the emistic marker. So on that, the Trivus of Rosh says it's Allah Hamash Mesinai of Shiurin. Shiurin, just a Maima Muzger, parenthetically. It sounds like a funny kasha, but a grace of going asked. He asks every kid should be chayiv in mitzvahs and averis because chotzi shir is also in a Torah. Should be chayiv in averis because chotzi shir also in a Torah. So a kasha that, of course, is easy to understand the answer. It's more of a pella how he asks it, but it's an interesting kasha. By Koponim, the Tshuva Sarosh says, age 13, age of bar mitzvah is Alacha Mer Sinai. And since Goyim have no Alacha Mashm Sinai, so therefore, how could the Rambam say that a Katnas Potter, he doesn't have this din of Katnas? So the Rechazam Sefer said, he agreed with him. He says, you're right. You're right, Avad, that there's no din of 13. But Avad, you can't go ahead and be Mechayiv, a one-day-old kid, a one-year-old kid that eats a Shtikal Eiv Mechayiv, steals, and be Mechayiv a Misa. It doesn't make sense. So Akochach, the Pshat is that their din of Katnas and Godless is totally in Das. It depends on the specific child. And that's do it. There's another tshuva in the Chassam Sefer where they sold the b'chor, right? The people who were farmers. So a farmer does is he sells part of his behemoth to an akum, so therefore he doesn't have a problem with b'chor, b'zman, that's what they do, right? Franklin Farm does that. They sell part of their behemoths. So they sold it to a kid, and he looked very big, and then he turned out to be 10 years old, and there was a whole tumult about that. So the Chassam Sofer, Halacha L'maaseh, paskin that if he has a brain on his head, if he has a little das, so he's called a gadol up to standards, and it's negeir mechiras chametz. Okay, we don't really make it like that. Take 10-year-old kids, but L'maaseh, Chassam Sofer, you know, based on this. So the Achreinim go with this. The Minchas Chinuch Kiyadua says the same yesod all over. Many times he says, according to the Rambam, according to this, must be sheer katnas and godless by Bnei Noachas Tolli and Das, not at all. So they want to tie it with what Dr. Michael just said also, that since the two natures, one is they say that it comes out, the first thing is that if a 7-8-year-old kid on Ben Noach is chayv and zayin mitzvah Bnei Noach. How could it be like azam mi ikamidi? How could it be mi ikamidi? How could it be that a Ben Noach kid is not allowed to steal? He's not allowed to eat avim and achai. He's not allowed to be ritzach and so forth and so on. And by us, it's not that way. It doesn't make sense. And besides that, how could it be b'shas matan Torah if the Chassam Sofer is right? 7-year-old, 8-year-olds with chayv and zayin mitzvah Bnei Noach. So how could it be b'shas matan Torah when we got Taryag and we got Halacha Mer Sinai? All of a sudden, those kids at matan Torah became potter min hamitzvahs from zayin mitzvah b'nei noyach. So akochach, the Torah wasn't there to be makel on them. They must have been chayv. And if they were chayv, subsequently all kids, all the generations are also chayv, not chayv misa, and that's the point we're going to get to, but that they're chayv and zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Similarly, the Minchas Chinuch himself, I don't know if he quotes, I think, the Prima Gadam, a similar Zach, that even if you hold Summa, as Pata Meloisa says, right? The Homachoikas we've had over the years, of a Summa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Summa Pata Mitzvahs doesn't include Loisa says, and just as says, but even those Achreinim, now, Rabbi Yehuda, others that say it only includes the Loisa, including Prima Gadam, he says, but not Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Nech. Because the whole thing that a Summa, as Pata Mitzvahs, is a Chiddush that was the Schadish in Har Sinai. And at Har Sinai, he's a chad zayin mitzvah b'nei noyach. How could it be that he would be potter? Or how could it be worse than a b'nei noyach? For he has kedushas Yisrael. Basically the same type of svara. So memela, these are chreinim, the arsameach, the bitzkel chanan, and the divrei chaim, the Reb Chaim Orbach, not sure if his name is Reb Chaim. But akoponim, they all say that if you look at all the makaris for this halach and shemim gimel, they're all mitzvahs that have to do with b'nei noyach. Rabashi burning a shtar is gezel, bal ala behemah is arayis, and Yashiyahu is dinim. That's basically the yisod. And with that, the miyash of certain gemaras is very shein nizach. I mean, Rav Sameach has a psalmeisen in Surah Biya, per gimel, to explain certain gemaras. But kaponim, so based on that, so we want to say like this, that the same thing would have over here, I have a minute to say that a kid that kills would be chayv misa because you'd say ritzich is chayv, and so maybe since he's responsible for it, the Torah had to tell you that he's not chayv. You'd think that chayv means chayv, even misa kamash rolon, the Torah is pattering him for misa. But in other words, since ritzich is from the zayin mitzvah b'nei noyach, I would say, avada, when I'm talking about stam, a kid that kills, a kid that's a bar das, so I would say a kid that's a bar das has also these chayuv. That's what could be. He's also, but Lamaisa is, the Torah was not Machayev and Misa. That's so already.
It's a din on Bezdin or?
No, it's a din on him. He's Potter. Just you would have thought, like an Achanami. It could be, if once you see this Pasik, you see it's a Ptur from Oinchim, not just that he's Chayev completely. The Gemara has a Havamin also in Kedushin, Ish Prat Lakotin, right? It says, Isha Sheyinov as Ashes Re'eyu, right? As Isha. I'm sorry, Ish, Ashes, Ish, Asher, Yinof, Ashes, Re'eyu, Mois, Yumas, Anoif. So I say, Ish, Prat, Lekot, Fractoises, I caught in love by Einshinu, the consult, Kadaitach, Nerag, Kivin, She, Ish, and Neregas, Al Yoda. Some will spara, Kivin, She, Ish, and Neregas, Al Yoda. In the Ritva, I remember the Ritva says over here, I believe the Peshem derived, because since Arias is Chayav, She can Nena, the kid was Nena, the Rishem talk about it. According to this, it's very good, because it's Arias. You'd say that a cotton would be chayv, and that's where you have a posik. Could be that's what the Bavli would hold, that you for the same type of reason. Now, so let's go to Makal Ovav, right? Well, you asked before, what about Makal Ovav? So we've done this before, even though I think I ever did it inside, I've mentioned it. In Sefer Avos Chesed, Avos Chesed of the Chofetz Chaim. So he has a skama from the Netziv. The Chofetz Chaim has a skama from the Netziv. So he says, he starts up, it's a beautiful, really beautiful letter, a skama. Risi Pulas Tzadik L'Chaim, Hu Rav Agoyen, Charif Ubaki, Rav Paulim, Perhi Lulim, the titles gives him, Marini Rabbi Yisrael Meir Koyen, V'chulu V'chulu, At, he says, Chiba Kabbas Var Ma'olim, and so forth. He says, At the role, Hoitzi L'Or Sefer Avas Chesed, Lahayr Lev Yisrael, La'amud Al Zeh Aderech Shul Gamilas Chasodim. He says, V'agal, I'm sorry, V'var Yoyser. He says like this. he says, "The beemes klal gemilas chasadim he kiyum ha'olam k'diksiv olam chesed yibane v'hi choyves ha'adam v'zehu tzuras." It's a tzur of a person that just like the Baruch Hashem created the world, a person has to also be someone who is a dos chesed. Umamshum hachi k'siv brachus abriya. At the beginning of the creation, bivolat shnei anoshim rishonim v'toisiv laledes achiv es hevel es achiv. What's toisiv laledes es hevel? What's es achiv? Of course, his brother. Ubiyarnu beemek davar. It says shulu lamet shu miprotei tzuras adam b'mashu mishunem tzuras kol aburim shiye achva shereres ben ish. In other words, right away the Torah is telling us not the pshat you had one child and you have another child, but there's an achva there. Right, the word, everybody understands, the word achva comes, as you see, the word echad is there, and the root word is really icha, to mend together. That's what it means, right? Achois k'tana yesh lanu, v'shdayim ein lo, it says in Medrash, zu avram avinu she'icha esa oylam. There was a kera in the world, there was a rip in the universe, they forgot about the benshem, and he mended it. That's what, right, like la'acha esa kera. When you, so he said that to teach us right away, that there's a relationship of achva between people. People have a relationship; they don't care about each other. And one second. So the in Shev Shmeitz at the beginning, in the Akdama, Akdama, the Shev Shmeitz as Yidua. So he goes. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara Sukkot Mevav Beis. The Gemara says that Naktinin Arya Beitrei Lo Nafal, that a lion will not start up with two people. If two people are walking together, a lion will not go ahead and attack them. Right, so Gemara's halacha l'maisa. Next time many of you visit New Delhi, right, so you don't have to worry about a lion, you know. I guess you could go to Great Adventures too, open up the windows and take a walk. And a lion will not attack two people. That's as I say in the Gemara. If you don't believe it, it's apikorsis. You have to believe it, that with two people, a lion will not attack you. Right? Frek the Gemara v'kachazinen. That they do, the Gemara says, but we see they do. We've seen it. So Gemara says, "Hasam the idmalei kebehemah," because he says, "No. The lion didn't think they were human beings. They thought they were animals. That's what he attacked. But really, if you would have realized, marachem echitchem you al chayas asada and so forth, and if he would have realized you're a human being, he never would have attacked." Okay. So the frek neshmai, what is Gemara trying to tell us? If it's telling us taka, two people can walk, fine. If the pshat is good, but the lion might make a mistake, so lemaisa you wouldn't do it. What do you got to notice? What is it telling us for? So he says, "Umari dekazach the shmeitzer." He says, "Because the tzura of a human being is that there's a relationship between one person and another person." He says, "When it says idmalekad beim, it means the lion is able to see that these two people have no connection to each other." So idmalekad beim. So Vayna Gemara is not telling us halacha maisa what to do, telling us how to live as human beings that help each other. So that's what the Netziv says over here. That's why it says achva. Okay, so he says like this. He supported him. Now, there's a makkah to this in Reb Nissim. We're nakdama to Reb Nissim going. I have written that on the side of my Avas Ches and nakdama to Reb Nissim going. He says the following yisoid. Mishum hachi gam umas ha'oilem mitzuvim al gmilas chasadim. Right? V'hadolam mana tana b'sanhedrin b'mitzas she'umas ha'olam chayavim mavur sham and dafnun ches the kum vaselok choshim. The Netziv holds goyim amuchuyim. So the Gemara says they're not having, they're not count, the shavim mitzvah is only loisa says. Kumva says, you have more, he says, goyim achayim in gemilas chasadim. He says, and he goes to certain things, he says, that's the pshat why they originally were chayv and pruvu, to make sure that the world still exists. He goes to a very nice arichas, and then in the nafkami, he says over here, he says, Nafkamin bezin is by kabe de savicha. This I didn't look up in the Amhemek Dov. I should look it up one day. But Nafkamin bezin is by Paris in yesterday's parsha kabe de savicha leman yerichun yamecha al hadama shem hashem alkecha noisach. Ve'enu moving. What's the pshat al hadama leman yerichun al hadama? Hare mitzvah shluch hakein, which is kala, says verachta yomim. It doesn't say al hadama. Mekolshken kibed ava eim achamura. Bokosom den the afagav the kibbut of the haim who mitzvah shadas ha odom noisana the gam umesa oilem mitzuvim aleha bechoivisa odom the chayva mitzad the choivisa odom umekablam alehem aleha schar kemoi b'nei noyach v'doma ben asinu. Everybody knows the Gemara, doma ben asinu, ma, it's einu mitzuvah. Oh, the Gemara says, he says, but it means is, could be a cloud, that's goyim's mitzvah, so einu mitzvah, right? The Gemara says that. Mekom mokom tzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'aseres advarim, he put part of aseres advarim, lazireinu mitzat chukei HaTorah levad choy v'sa'adim, to know that it's besides the, it's logical, it's something that's humanistic, but still the Torah said it's a choyk. He says that nafkamina linin schara, because we know chukei HaTorah, there's more schar if you do it in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Allah Dama, to let you know that there's a special geshmak to do kibud of aim in Eretz Yisrael. Right, afilu mitzvah she'ein tluim ba'aretz noyegim. I'm sorry, noyeg afilu b'chut noyeg afilu b'chutzaretz mekom makom yuchad the same ba'aretz Yisrael, like the Ramban says that, and v'chul. He has very nice things. So, just a tsushtel to this. In I thought he himself brought it down, but I see he doesn't. In Hilchus, it was a kibbutz cut above. I don't recall. Yeah, in Reish Mem Aleph and Hilchos Kibud Av Ve'Eim, right? Ger, the Mechaber says, Ger also lekalal Aviv. A Ger is not allowed to curse his father, even though it's not his father. Aviv Aviv Kachavim V'la Koisei V'lo Yevazehu. You can't be Mevazin. Why? Shelo Yomu. They shouldn't say Bonu Mekadusha Chamura LeKadusha Kal. Now, this is based on a Gemara, right? The Gemara says that even though Gershon is Gaya Kakotin Shonel Adam, he has no relationship to his mother, to his sister, and so forth, but and he could marry them technically, but we don't allow him. Rabbanu made a takana that he shouldn't. Shelo Yamru Banu Mekadusha Chamura Kadusha Kala, that when we were Bnei Noach, we're not allowed to marry a mother, her mother. Now we could marry it. The difference is she's not your mother anymore, but Shelo Yamru. So over here, even though he's not related to his father, Asa Lekalal Aviv. Shelo yamru banu mekedusha chamura lekedusha kala. Right, that's the Mechaber says. So the Mefarshim are aimed on over here, not the Shachataz, but the I don't remember who's it, the Yad Avraham. I don't remember. Kivega will see in a minute. They go into where do you find that goyim are not allowed to be mekalu aviv lakoisa levazoisa and so forth and so on. But so they bring that. You see that Rachel was punished for what she did to Lavan. I don't remember one. Like, so maybe the Bikkur Yosef. I don't remember who asked you, but I remember. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger over here is aimed on it. Hainu b'nemuseyim. He says that's the way they act. That's in their customs. They mechaber their parents. I guess he was talking about China or something. I don't know. But I was recently a Masada Kedushin of a boy that's not from America, and I'm talking about, you know, about Tshuva, but he started calling his father the Chassan by the first name. I was like, I don't know if in America it became Mekubal, yeah? I was like shocked at the Chassan, he's calling his father by the first name.
Sometimes when they work together.
They work together, really.
Even dad. I mean, that's not. And I
yeah. So he says, "Haynu b'nemuseyin hagoyin puris yaisa b'sifra eishu avam," means the prima godin. But kopanim could be that also that the Indian of mekalel or this, according to the tziv. The tziv is saying basically mitzvahs that are sichli as the mitzvahs. The ak b'nei noach have that chiyuv to go ahead. could be to be mekal them as a chasarn in being mechabed them avada mekalu. And you would think that we still have that chiv mitzat ktanim, just like bnei noach. The bnei noach, you see, whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says that by the umas ha'olam there is such a reality not to be mekalu. That's the mamash dalach, not to be mekalu of avimoy. So you'd also say that by us, it's still applicable even when he's a kohen. That's what you see from the chayr with this.
What about the kibbutz part?
What? He doesn't even say kibbutz so much. It says levazoy. So yeah,
why not? Yeah.
Does he have to be mechabed him? I don't know.
Now he's Yisrael.
Yeah. I don't know. Yisrael says not. What if he's not mechabed them in such a way that we would call kibbutz? I don't know if it has the same gedar. Could be that's what kibbutz is. Maybe that's the svarya. By us, kibbutz is a specific things. Maybe the talk about by them, it's not such a sechel de gezach. Machleyu, mashkeyu, and so forth, so on.
Dinei chazaka.
What?
Dinei chazaka.
Yeah.
Would apply by a guy, because otherwise.
What do you mean, dinei chazaka?
Otherwise, the guy doesn't know for sure that.
It's his father.
It's his father.
Dinei roiv, you mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to talk about it. Israel, you want to tell him? David is asking, is dinei roiv applicable to a guy? What? Why? So we've mentioned over the years the Prima Godin has a shaila in Hilchas Eivim and Achai. If an Eivim and Achai falls into two pieces of meat, is a goy allowed to eat it? Is a bottle bereiv? What's the shaila? So he says the Maramakim is Ayn Rashi Chulin at Yer Aleph. Rashi said the Yisoid of Reiv is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Since it's Allah HaLamash Mesinai, and the Radvaz says all Shiurin going don't have because it's Allah HaLamash Mesinai, Allah HaLamash Mesinai is not because it could be this din of Rav doesn't.
I guess it's
what? Yeah, so it goes into what the difference of what Rashi says over there. And therefore, because of that, just in yesterday's parasha, I always say that later I found in the Klei Chemda, I think along those lines, it says, Asar Mitzvah, not there, 2 weeks ago, I'm sorry. The mitzvahs b'mara. Oh, yesterday's parsha shetzivcha kashetzivcha Hashem lekecha kaber savicha kashetzivcha in Luchas Shniyos it says kashetzivcha b'mara. So what they got in mara they got 3 extra mitzvahs. Right, according to Gemara, kibbutz av aim, Shabbos and dinim. So the Meretz Chaya asks over there, what do you mean 3? According to Ramban, kibbutz av aim is 4 mitzvahs. It's 2 mitzvahs. Therefore, it should be 4 because kibbutz av is 1 mitzvah. Kibbutz aim is mitzvah. Okay, could be the Gemara is not going with the million of mitzvahs. Then you know, just got rayas, there's a lot of rayas. Okay, could be. That's the posh of the terrorists. The one doesn't mean to count the mitzvahs. But the shalas azoy, just the tzushto, the arsameach, in Rambam it says that you're not allowed to eat less than a kazayas of chametz. Shenema lo ye ochel. Lo ye ochel. You can't eat less kazayas. So the nice account asks, what do you need a special pasuk by chametz for chatzis is also in the Torah anyway. God, they say different terutzim. At the last minute of the day, we spoke about a few weeks ago, there's terutzim. But the question is, where did the Rambam see the pasuk that it's also, that they don't really deal with? Shenema lo yeyachol chametz. So the Ar Sameach says, because the pasuk was given in Mitzrayim. And at the time when they were in Mitzrayim, they didn't have yet shiurin of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And since they didn't have a shiurin of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, right? So therefore, ken zayin, that then the issa was anything. So even though now we do have shiurin, but it can't change the same type of svar, he says, that if it was one so chomer that even less than a shiur is an issa, it has to remain. You might not get, you don't get karis, you don't get malchus, but it still remains with that issa of lo yachol. That's what the Ar Sameach says. There's before him, but then in the stipler there's a back and forth shaka v'tayi between him and his mechutin Rav Yoshev Zecher Levracha, in where they discuss the Rambam we mentioned the Chinuch that women are chayv and sipur yitzis mitzrayim v'sepes are chayv sipur yitzis mitzrayim. So the Rav Yoshev Zecher Levracha wants the taina, he tainas there that since the mitzvah was given in Mitzrayim, there was no klal yet of mitzvah seishes man groma. That came about only once there was the Torah was given. So women were always chayv in it, so they made it. Svar. So now, according to what you're saying, according to the Prima Gadim, how do you taka know a guy's your father? You only know it because of Rav. So Mamela, how would they mechuyev and keep it of? Ain't. So Ken Zayn, the mechuyev and Av, the Gemara says, you mechuyev to mechabed your stepfather too. Kabed es avicha means that your father's wife or your mother's husband. So Mamela, it wasn't else. This was only it's one mitzvah. Okay, it's a nice.
It's also the Nimusim. It's all the Nimusim anyway. So
when that's what I didn't hear.
Nimusim. So if they're knowing, there's
the no. But right now we're talking about now by Matan Torah by Mora. So that could be Zazach. The only thing I had a kasha and I found a bitzel asks it. The Gemara says in Kedushin Yitzayin Mebeis Akum Yerush as Oviv Dvar Torah. The Gemara brings a pasuk that there's a Seyda Nachla. Goyim have a Seyda Nachla. When a Goy dies, his mechassim don't become hefka. Ger is one thing, but a Gershon Leyarsha. But Akum, there's a Seyda Yerusha, right? There's a Seyda Yerusha. But the Gemara says, Akum Yerushas Ovid. Akum Yerushas Ovid. Dumalav Ovid, who's mashing from the Gemara there, he does. Right, so then, I had this kasha many years, I found a bit. So then later on, I found the Marsham. He says, yeah, but Lamai says everybody's going to give up hope because the son's probably going to get it anyway, so Yashin's it, I'll say, like sort of a hefka, but it's still Pashas and Gemara is Mashavis.